Hi, I'm Ben Galise. Welcome to Vibes Workshop. In this lesson, we're going to do a can you do this on a simple Phrygian intro. So I thought this would be fun because I think a lot of times when we set tunes up, we overthink it. You know, a lot of times we're trying to think of intros that involve a lot of progressions. And then when we don't think of something that has a lot of progressions, you know, maybe we think of sus and, you know, just sus fi for an intro on 8 measures on some tune, and while that's perfectly reasonable, I guess that can get a little tired after a while as well. So I'm always trying to find some new way to keep things interesting, and I think this Phrygian intro is a really good intro just to break things up a little bit, because it may seem like it's really exotic, but it actually isn't. It really works quite well. And it's really easy to remember. So if you take a look at the PDF, let's just say we have a tune in the key of E flat and our 5 chords of B flat 7. All right, so I don't know how you think of the Phrygian mode, but I'm just thinking, okay, B flat's in the bass and the voicing that I play above it resembles a B major 7 sharp 11. And as you can see, my first voicing I play from the bottom up is B, E flat, F, B flat, which are the root third, sharp 11, major 7 of a B major 7 sharp 11 chord. Okay, and that's going to give the Phrygian sound. So if I was playing a tune, say, right here, and I kind of wrote just a really simple one out with a rhythm. Just keep the pedal down on this and keep the B flat. That way the B flat keeps ringing and you get a really cool effect that way. Then maybe by the time you get to the last one, you might want to let go of the pedal to make it a little more articulate and obvious. Or a lot of the times when I'm going into the actual song, on the last chord, I'll play like a regular 5 chord. So I'll do something like this. Then you're into the tune that way. I just played a B flat 7 sharp 9 voicing on the last chord there. So that's a pretty good intro, and it's something a little bit different. And then the other variation I have is just with an opening voice, open voicing. Obviously, that's going to get you a little bit of a different sound. And I think the overall goal with this is that as you get more comfortable doing this intro with what I have written, you want to get away from doing anything too exact. Like maybe you want to keep the pedal point, but then instead of playing voicings over top of it, which sound nice, it's also nice to break them up, you know, arpeggiate through them, play different notes of the Phrygian scale. So for example, you know, here's just something off the top of my head. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. A lot of fun, and I'm incorporating some different dampening and things like that in there. So yeah, it makes for a nice intro. It's something a little bit different, I think. I mean, I've obviously heard people do it and stole it, but you know, it's something that, you know, I'll be on a gig and I'll be 3 hours in and I've played all these intros, and it's like, oh, I'm sick of doing the same intro. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, let me do that Phrygian intro. So it becomes a nice thing to do. And I also find that it sounds particularly good if you're going into a tune with in a minor key. It's a nice contrast going into major. It may even feel a little bit better going into minor for some reason. But I think regardless of the modality, it's a fine intro. So anyway, mess around with this intro and hope you have some fun with it.